What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 384 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with action movies with one-word titles. A very abstract theme that made me be able to just pick a bunch of random movies that have nothing to do with each other. However, we can say Upgrade and this one, they are similar because they do with technology. A lot, you know, technology and stuff like that. This is a movie called Swordfish. And this came out in 2001. I distinctly remember this movie coming out. I was in high school. And this was a big moment for a lot of high school boys because Halle Berry's in this movie. And we're going to talk about it when we get into the movie. But let me tell you something. When I was 14 years old, this movie was instrumental in my growth as a man. Well, I'm not just kidding. But maybe. I don't know. We're going to talk about it now. So, Alex, before this, how familiar are you with it? This is one of those movies that's like, it was on DVD. And then I feel like it was fairly early Blu-ray. Like, it came out pretty early into the format. It's one of those movies that I think everyone had. Like, anyone who bought collected movies, they had Swordfish. It was one of those titles. So how familiar are you with it? Did you see it then? Did you see it recent?
What's up? I didn't see it in the theater. I remember picking it up on Blu-ray. I remember when I was brought my first Blu-ray, it was Rocky Balboa was the first movie I had for my Blu-ray, like craze.
Yeah.
Then Swordfish, because that is my wife's favorite movie.
So
I had that one. And it's funny because she keeps going, is it coming out with a 4K? I was like, I don't think that was that big of a hit for a 4K. But you know what? Lately, I don't know. 4Ks have been...
Hey, listen, Doom got a 4K.
So that's true.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible. But I will say this, though. Pretty interesting rewatching this movie. I'll say that.
$102 million budget, $147 million box office. So not a hit. Mm-hmm. Not a hit in the, like, not a blockbuster. But I think this did well on video.
Yeah.
Because everyone had it. Everyone had this DVD because remember it came in the little snap case. And mad people have it on Blu-ray. So, and I didn't know we were doing an Angelina classic here. So hopefully your wife doesn't hate us after we review this. I don't know. I mean, maybe we're going to like it. I don't know. But I'm just saying, hopefully we do her justice because this is one of her favorite movies. You know, now I'm scared to talk
about. Well, is this one and Gone with the Wind?
What a top two to have. Gone with the Wind. And Swordfish. Wow.
I mean, she has diverse. Some like weird stuff. But yeah, this one is top up there. So
shout out to Angelina for diversity.
The minute I said we're doing Swordfish, she was like, we're watching it tonight. I was like, oh my God.
Pop it in.
Yeah. So I was like, oh Lord.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about it here. 2001 film. Before we get into it, let me give you some Rotten Tomato scores. And Alex, they're not great. I'll say that. They're not great. The critic score is a 26%. So critically, not beloved. Audience is higher, 59%. So nearly a 60, almost fresh. I understand that more than, 26 is very low. I don't know if I agree with it or quite, maybe I get it. I don't know. What do you think of these numbers?
Honestly, it's shocking in a sense that I thought the critics would like him a little bit, like in the 30s.
26.
Yeah, I don't think 20, I mean, again, we're going to do our review on it, but I just think 26 is way off for me. I mean, I don't know what they were looking for in 2001, so I...
That's true. This, and by the way, before we get into the review here, I did text you when I was watching this. I said, this is the most 2001 movie I think I've ever seen in my entire life. Everything about this movie says, I was made in 2001. Everything about it, from some CGI to the clothing... to the soundtrack. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is taking me back to 2001. So it was a good ride. It was a fun ride. We're going to talk about it now. Alex, you get to go first. Of course, we are talking about our lead character. Now he is named Stanley Jobson, played by one Hugh Wolverine Jackman. This was pre-X2. So this was like, he did X-Men 1 and then this. So take it away. What did you think?
I like the character. He's flawed. He's a hacker, right? He did his time in prison and his flaw is that they took his daughter away. And now the daughter's living with a junkie mom who's a porn star who is banging it with a porn director. So like, that is so 2000. Like, I mean, there's nothing, no way around it. But, I mean, he has his flaws, his wife, his daughter. So can't get near her or the junkie mom will go crazy and he gets arrested again. So he has to do a job now for John Travolta. Honestly, I like the character. Very loyal, but still really bad in terms of the dude could hack into anything. And sometimes a little action-y. Not like over-the-top action type character, but he gets his hand dirty when he needs to. I give him a 4. I thought he was a great character. I don't think he was like all crazy. But yeah, I give him... Well, no. I give him a 3. Ooh. I think he's a good character. Hello. Yeah, 4 is really... I'm thinking about it now. He's not as... He's just a hacker at the end of the day. So he's a 3.
Yeah. I agree with a lot of what you said. He is a hacker who lives in a trailer in Texas. He can't see his daughter who lives in LA in Beverly Hills or whatever with her mom who's a drunk and a stepdad who's a porn king. He's the director porn king of LA or whatever. It's a little, some of his stuff's a little vague. Like, what did he do? What did he really do? What, like, you hacked and you were on the NSA's list of bad hackers. This is there's a lot of what I like to call techno babble in this movie. There's a lot of like computer talk and gigabits and hacking into passwords. And, you know, like, is it, that's what makes it so 2001. I do like the thing with his daughter. I think those scenes he's really good in. Like when he goes to get her from school.
Yeah.
And Hugh Jackman's performance is not a problem in this movie at all. I think he's fine for an action. This is like an action movie. Everything about it is the way it's shot, the way it's acted, the way the story is. And I think his performance is good. I tend to agree with you. Pretty one note though. Yeah. Guy wants his daughter back. He's a hacker. Performance is good. He's likable for the most part, even though he used to do bad stuff. He's trying to clean up, which I think matters. You know, he doesn't really want to do it, but the thought of being able to get enough money to go legally get his daughter, I liked it. I gave him a 3 as well. I think he was fine. All right, our main villain, and there's a little twisty twist in this, but our main villain, John Travolta as Gabriel Scheer, and also kind of ultimately Halle Berry ends up being Ginger Knowles. She's not good. She's shifty. So what did you think of the villain element?
Oh, I gave it a 5.
Ooh.
And you know what? Like, we could put all the jokes aside or whatever, but does he do villain stuff? Yes, he does. John Travolta kills bad people. But the thing is, he's an anti-hero. If you really look at it, very anti-hero. It's a weird spin. But in reality, he's a villain, but he's still doing good for the United States. Like, it's a weird thing, right? I mean, think about it. He steals all these billions.
That's his MO.
That's his MO. But he does it. He does it because at the end of the movie, he blows up the guy who did, he blew up the embassy. Terrorist
guy on the boat or whatever.
Yeah, because he was part of that thing. And he said, if you blow up one, I'll blow up 10. Remember that whole speech he was telling him? And I was like, I kind of understand what he means. And I was like, okay. I was like, cool. But in reality, he was he does everything a villain you want in a villain, right? He uses something on the hero, which he takes his daughter because he was like, I don't trust you right now. But he goes, if everything plays out well, you have your daughter back. Check on. He was like, check the account. Remember that? He said, money through it. And I always love that when he points. Check. It's through? Yeah. Yep. Okay, good. You could go. And he goes, Stanley. Like, I don't know. I think he was cool. He looked dope in the suit.
He had long hair.
The long hair was a little, it didn't work for me. But I understand why they gave him the long hair, because then he cuts it short at the end because he's a new identity. So I said, okay, cool. But he looked, come on. We all remember when this movie came out, they were like, John Travolta's back as a villain. Remember the trailer? When they showed him on top of the car, he's shooting, and they were like, John Travolta gives the performance of a lifetime.
This was like a precursor to a movie we're going to be doing later, where he played the bad guy in the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, he was always a good guy. So then he was in this, and then he's bad in that too. And he has a little bit of tea, and we're going to do it later. But
well, this is the first time, I believe this has to be one of the first time he's a bad guy. Like, well, he's always a good guy. Remember, well, he was good and bad.
Yes.
He wasn't a pure villain.
He was bad from the get-go for most of it because he was fake Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, he was fake Nicolas Cage. But this one, he was like a true villain. And I was just like, yo, I kind of like John Travolta bad. And I was like, he's pretty good. So honestly, I thought he worked. Now, Halle Berry is a gorgeous woman. But there was no need for the boob scene. Like, at all. Like, I mean, we were watching it, and again, I was just like, okay, cool. But when the scene came up, I'm like,
it's random.
What was the purpose of this scene? Like, there was no purpose of giving her millions of dollars to show her twins. Of course, there was just to draw the guys in, but I was just like, there was no point. But anyway, it is what it is. But yeah, she's gorgeous, and I thought she was great. Yeah, I thought it was good. So I gave him a 5.
I'll tell you right now, Alex, 14-year-old Nate disagrees with you on the necessity of that scene. very necessary, very important, crucial to the storyline.
Crucial.
Let me start with Halle Berry. I'm going to go opposite of you. I'll start with Halle since you ended with her. It looks incredible in this movie. Like, I mean, in every movie, she's one of the most beautiful actresses that ever was, in my opinion. And I've seen all, I love old Hollywood. I love modern, one of the most beautiful. No question about it. Nudity, you're right. This was like, like the dude's coming to borrow the car and she's reading a book topless. And it's like, okay, sure. You know, not necessary. But you know what? It's notable because that's one of the reasons this movie was even like getting talked about a lot. I remember they did a joke about it at the MTV Movie Awards because I used to watch that when I was a kid. Like, it was a thing. And in a way, if you can get any kind of buzz you can get for your movie, it's like, this is the movie where Halle Berry shows her boobs. For young men in that time frame, it was like a moment. So yeah, I agree with you. Looking back, it's like, this wasn't that important, but it was cool at the time. So, and as far as her role, I have a problem with it in that I wish you don't know. I kind of like the whole, like, you don't know who she is because she's with Travolta, they're bad. Then later she's wearing a wire and she's like, I work for the DEA or whatever it is. I think it's DEA. Then she gets put into compromising. She's like getting hung. He lets her down. And then he shoots her anyway. He shoots her point blank, like right in the chest. And is like, she was DEA. Let's get out of here. And then at the end, she's alive and they're still together. So I don't love that. Like, I think she's good in the role, but I wish there was a little more clear kind of path. Travolta has a very clear path. There's no like fake. There's no like, what is he? You know what he's about. This dude is he's basically a terrorist in a way who hates terrorists who hate America. So he's a think of it like Dexter. You know how Dexter's a serial killer who kills serial killers? Mm. This guy's a terrorist who kills terrorists, right? And he's willing to, he does the speech on the bus with Stanley at the end where he's willing, he's like, you know, would you kill an innocent child if it meant you could save a billion people? And Hugh Jackman's like, no. He's like, well, I'm disappointed in you because he said, I would kill 100 if it meant saving a million. So, and that's why he's a villain, because at the end of the day, while the end goal of killing terrorists is fine, the way he's willing to go about it is what makes him a bad guy. I gave it a 4. I think he's good. I think she's good. I wish there was a little more clarity again there. But, and then you have like the politician who's like funding it and then he goes and shoots him. And I'm like, what? Well, we'll get more into storyline. But it was good though. It was good. I gave him a 4. So 4 for me, 5 for you. Okay, action scenes. I'm interested to see what you think of these.
So the action scene is very 2000. Like very 2000. Like I was just like, okay, hi. Like, I mean, you got explosions everywhere, gun firing for no reason. And I was like, well, I honestly enjoyed it. I actually really enjoyed it. And did it hold up? No, I'm not saying it's like the greatest action movie ever, but I thought it did its purpose for this movie. The beginning alone with the camera spinning through the explosion of beads and balls or whatever, first of all, looked horrible because it was CGI from that 2001. Okay. It looked horrible, but I understand what they were going for.
It was,
and I
cool
was like,
at
yo,
the time.
Yeah. And I thought it was still cool, but it looked like shit. Now I was like, oh, this CGI is god awful, but I was like, yo, this still, I like the execution. I thought it was really cool. And I was just like, wow. And then it just got too fast. And I was like, oh my God, I'm starting to get dizzy. And it just started to go like really quick. And I was like, oh geez. But I thought that was cool. The car chase scene was dope. The one where he tells him to, yeah, he's standing on top. My only gripe, and I told my wife, I said, this is bullshit. And she was like, what? I was like, Hugh Jackman's in on the passenger side of the damn thing. And he does a 180. He has to pull the brakes while doing the spinning. We all know how the 180 works. And I'm like, how does he do that with John Travolta in the driver's side? I said, there's no way. I was like, there's no way. And she was just like, she said, but why do you look at that stuff? I was like, I'm sorry.
She told you, shut up.
Yes, she did. She told me to shut up and don't ruin it for her. Because I was just like, I mean, it was a dope scene. I'm not going to lie. It was really cool. And I thought that was like a cool thing. The ending I thought was cool. The far-fetched of the boat flying. I mean, the bus in the air then crashing through buildings and all that crap and lands on the roof. To me, it was a little far-fetched. I'm going to give it a 4. I thought it was great action. I don't think it's perfect, but I do. The execution was on point, though. For this type of movie, I thought the execution was the thing. And I'll say this, Neat. I'll end with this. I don't know what was the hype, the 15 minute going down a hill, then into a slip and slide, and then ends up, that is one of the worst scenes I think I've seen in a movie. He jumps. He tries to evade Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Jumps over the fence. Starts to roll. And I'm going, damn. Then they kept rolling. And I'm like, what the fuck? Then they kept rolling. And I'm like, this is 2 minutes. And they continue going. And then all of a sudden, he's like, Then you see the bags. And they're like, whoa. And I was like, what is this? Temple of Doom?
How big is this hill, by the way, too? There's a beach down there. How big is this? It's like a mountain.
They went down. They did a slip and slide. And then they still got up and started running. I said, That's true.
They didn't break a bone. They didn't twist an ankle. Nothing. I'm like, I've jumped off of like a step and twisted my ankle. These guys jumped off a mountain and they're fine.
I stepped on a freaking uneven grass and killed myself. I freaking rolled my ankle on uneven grass, and these dudes went down like a 100-foot mountain and got up and ran. But anyway, I gave it a 4. I thought it was.
You know what else is bad about that scene? That after all that dude who he knocked out pulls up in the car like right when they get to the bus. How the heck did he was he able to drive all the way to? I don't know. Yeah, the more you think about it, the stupider it is. Okay, I'm right there with you. I gave it a 4. There's a lot, which is why I got a 4. It's very 2000s. I'm okay with it. I grew up with these movies. You know, I do watch them with a different lens. If I was younger, let's say I had never seen this. I was in my 20s. I've never seen Swordfish. I put it on, I might be like, ugh. But I saw this movie when it came out. I do like 2000s movies. Not 90s my jam, but I'm into the early 2000s as well. It mostly works. I agree with you that the ball bearing scene where with the C4 explosion, great concept, executed to the best that they could in 2001, but now in hindsight, it's like, this doesn't look great. I remember this being cool. Like when I was a kid, I was like, whoa, this camera's like spinning around. There's little balls flying everywhere. And then it rolls up, the little bloody one rolls up, and you can see Hugh Jackman's reflection. And like, I was like blown away. And then I see it now, and I'm like, I'm not blown away. This is not as impressive as I thought it was. Yeah. But it was, I remember the time. It was cool. Car chase scene, great. Travolta machine gun, great. Is absolutely unloads ungodly amounts of bullets in that scene. Awesome. The bus scene at the end, it's okay. Like with the helicopter picking up the bus. I'm like, and then Hugh Jackman shoots a rocket launcher into it. It blows up. Somehow John Travolta at some point jumped out of it before and ran down the stairs. You remember when Hugh Jackman's doing the flashback and you just see someone running down the stairs, but only a little bit? It's like, dude, that was right next to you. How did he get? I don't know. We'll get to it in story. I gave it a 4. I gave the action a 4. I think it's good. 2000s, high octane, action. It was good. Okay, let's get to the storyline. What did you think of the storyline?
I gave it a 3. I thought it was good. I don't think it holds up. Like, I'm going to be really honest. I enjoyed it because I enjoyed it. Yeah. But in reality, it does not hold up at all. I'm going to be honest. It doesn't hold up. But I enjoyed it because it's a fun watch. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. From here on in, I'm going to give it some weird scores. But like I said, I enjoyed watching it and I thought it was fun. And it still holds up. I'll be honest. It still holds up. But this is a 3. I like the storyline between him and his daughter. I like the hacker getting caught in the beginning and now opens the door for Hugh Jackman. You know what I mean? Kind of far-fetched and all this, but it is what it is. Then you got Don Cheadle's character, which is the cop. Okay, Don Cheadle's a great actor. Wrong role for him in this role. I think it would have been another better cop. I don't know. For me, it could have been someone better. And I'm not taking nothing away from him. I think he did the best that he could. I just felt like I didn't connect with that character much because I don't see him much as a cop. Like Samuel Jackson, I would have been like, oh yeah, that would work, right? Because he's that type of, what is it called? That type of actor. Like he could really push off like, don't do this, don't do that. Where Don Cheadle, I'm like, I see you more of a comedian bank robber, like in like the Ocean movies. Like that I believe. But as a cop, I'm like, there's some people that just don't work. And I don't, to me, doesn't work as it. It would have been dope with Samuel Jackson. Now I'm thinking about it. That would have been a dope kind of like, this motherfucker.
Yeah, he could have dropped some. His movie's rated R. Definitely could have went for it.
Especially in the beginning when he tells him not to release the hostages. When he was like, push that. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been a funny scene. Especially
because him and Travolta were in Pulp Fiction. Now they could have been on the opposite sides.
That would have been pretty cool. That would have been a pretty cool. I mean, because you had Hugh Jackman and Storm, Halle Berry, and then you have
a double reunion.
Double reunion. But anyway, I mean, with that said, it's a 3. The hacking stuff, Very dated. I mean, it's very dated. Nothing, but the thing is like that technology don't need, I mean, we don't know. I bet there's more shit, new shit now, but the whole jumbo jimbo with the whole making a worm and then the worm was hidden behind Toys R Us website and all this for so years. I don't know. I was just like, whatever. And this dude is drinking wine and drinking Black Label to figure out this worm thing. And he's literally slapping the keys.
He's just slapping and I'm like, keyboards the whole time.
He's not even... He looked like Bruce Almighty in the scene that he's doing the... Emails? He's typing mad fast the emails.
Yeah.
He was like... So, yeah. So, to me, I guess that's why I gave it a 3. The technology part. But I thought overall story of John Travolta giving him the $10 million to make the worm. Like, all that stuff kind of... I liked it more than Assassins, I'll tell you that. I thought it fit more. And I thought you would be yelling more. But no, I take it back. I think you're normal today. So, with that said, I gave it a 3.
All right. I gave it a 2. This is the weakest part. There's too many loose threads. I hate loose threads. One thing I don't like is loose threads. You know, I like a movie. I'm okay with ambiguous endings, right? Where it's like, oh, you kind of make your own decision. What do you think happened? But I don't like loose threads where it's just like, you just have no idea. I feel like Don Cheadle, I agree with you in one perspective, is that I don't think his character gets any sort of like
validation.
What? Yeah, nothing. What happened with him? And then you have the guy who's over him at the part with the bomb. And he's like, no, we're going to take the girl. It doesn't matter. They're literally telling you. This kid got a bomb strapped to her. Not a kid, but she's a young woman. She got a bomb vest. They could see, them cops could see it. She's telling them, no, put me back. Like, don't let me. That's not normal behavior. And they're just like, no, pull her away. We're going to blow it up. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Like, it was so frustrating. I'm like, this is unrealistic. Then there's not enough, okay, Don Cheadle and Hugh Jackman, you know, they have some sort of history together. He arrested him. That's the history. I just wish there was like a little bit more. Again, I don't like the Halle Berry ambiguousness of, I don't think it's well executed. Is she good? Is she bad? She gets shot. She's alive. John Travolta gets blown up. He's alive. They teased it with the fake body when Hugh Jackman sees the fake body on like in the fridge or whatever. But even then, okay, he planned to fake his death. How did he get off that bus? At what point and when? And it's just too... This movie's silly. This movie is silly. However, where I agree with you is this is a watchable crap. This movie's 100% a watchable crap for me. There's like really bad writing. Skip Woods was the writer. He's a hack. He's written a lot of like not good movies. This is very much a Joel Silver production. It feels all, but I like to watch it. It's entertaining. So I agree with you on that front. While I don't love the storyline, I like the movie. I could watch this movie. So anyway, what's your overall?
Okay, so my overall, now this is where I deduct some points. Mm. One, you can see is heavily influenced by The Matrix. Color grade is green in a lot of scenes. John Travolta's minions all have sunglasses and nice suits. I mean, the whole thing with the hacking and everything is just so Matrix, because Matrix Reloaded, I think, came out around that time, right? 2001? No, it came out 2003.
And Joel Silver was a producer on Matrix.
The first one came out already, and which we already said that the Matrix changed the game in terms of look and feel and, you know, technology. Yeah. So
Ballistic X versus Sever, the other Matrix.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that changed a lot of action movies being filmed, too. I mean, that's a great movie. But in terms of this movie, yeah, it has a lot of heavy influence, but I felt like very 2000, right? Because if you really look at movies from 2000, the color grading were all the same with the greens, right? You had this movie, then you had Bad Boys 2, had the same color saturation and all this crap popping all over the place, and I'm glad that we went back to normal looking movies. But with that said, I give it a 4. I give it a 4. It's still a great movie. I like it. It's watchable crap. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm with my wife on this one. If they come out with a 4K, I think I would buy it.
Yeah. You know why? Blu-ray looks good.
The Blu-ray does look good, but I think the 4K will fix the CGI in the beginning. Because I think it has more data to make it look polished and clean. Where in the Blu-ray, it just...
Or it looks worse. Or it might look worse.
But yeah. You know what? It can't get worse than the Blu-ray. Blu-ray was so foggy. I was like, what is this? Like, it was just... But it sounded dope, though. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. It looked cool. I was like, I don't remember this beginning. And it was cool.
Yeah.
And then that monologue that sounded like Quentin Tarantino wrote it about Al Pacino and Scarface.
That was Skip Woods trying to be Quentin Tarantino, talking about Dog Day Afternoon. It's a movie about Al Pacino get his sex change boyfriend. The bad guys win. He's like, no, the bad guy can't win. He's like, that's where we're different. I'm like, oh, okay. I do like I like it a little bit, and then by the end of it, I'm like,
it was too long.
It's kind of corny. Yeah.
Yeah, like I got to the point, like, okay, what was the hell? I was like, dude,
I liked it until he got to the final point, and then I was like, that's your point.
That would have been funny if they said that. Yeah. That one of the characters, but I give it a 4
for a little bit. Okay, 4. All right, I agree with a lot of what you said. This is heavily, heavily influenced, for better or worse, by The Matrix, which was The Matrix. It can't be understated how big of an impact that movie made because of all the movies in the next 2 or 3 years after it that were like trying to capture that same thing. The hacking in this, horrible. Just literally, no one has a mouse. You don't hear a single mouse click ever. Everything is just slapping keys. It's like, okay, please. I hate that. It's still like that now. They have not figured out how to really show. Hackers don't just click a bunch of keys and type in. They use a mouse. They click on certain stuff and then they might type in some code or something. Yes, but it's not just. And then all of a sudden the screen. I hate when it does that thing of like when it goes in and like shows a building all technological. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, please. What is this? Anyway, dated. Still better than Assassins. You're right about that. That's 1,000,000% correct. Watchable crap. I gave it a 3. I like it. I do like this movie. I own it. I don't plan on getting rid of it. I would watch this again. I've seen this movie like 5 or 6 times. So this was a rewatch just to make sure it's refreshed. But while watching it, I was like, I remember this. Nothing new. I will say one new thing actually, and this pissed me off. I love movies. You love movies. We all love movies. That's why we're talking about it. But what I hate is when something happens in a movie that reminds you that you're watching a movie. Mm. This is the scene where Don Cheadle is interrogating the terrorist guy at the beginning, the guy they got at the airport with his lawyer. Cool scene. So far, I like it. Comes in. He's like, how much you weigh? All this stuff. You know, he throws a coffee on, whatever. And there's a part where at right then, he picks him up and he slams him against the wall and the wall moves. And you know it's a set. And you know it's not a real building because the wall, like, no concrete wall like that will budge. But it shakes. And it's little things, like, probably no one else even noticed it. Or maybe other people did. There's people who are more keen on it than I am. But I did right then. And I was like, oh, I forgot I'm watching a movie. The movie magic. They didn't do a good job with the movie magic. So anyway, a little nitpick. I mean, it's not even a nitpick. It's just, next time you watch this movie, watch when he slams a gun on the wall and watch that wall shake. Because it's like, okay, the wall shook. Which, whatever. It's a movie. 3. I like this movie. I know that was a negative way to end it, but it's fun. It's entertaining. It is dated, though. If you grew up at this time, you're going to love it. If you're younger and you've never seen it, you might be like, what are these guys talking about? I'll just be honest with you. But anyway, what's your total points?
It's a 20 out of a 25.
Not bad. I have a 16 out of a 25. Watchable crap. I think this goes up on the list of watchable crap movies. It's kind of dumb. It's pretty stupid. It's very dated. And you know what? It's entertaining. And I like watching it. All right. Next up on the podcast, we got a movie that I am all of a sudden dying to watch, which is Once Upon a Time in China 2. Can't wait to see it. I would watch it right now, but I don't want to forget anything, so I'll wait. And then our next in the movies with one word titles, a little movie called Jumper. Have you ever seen Jumper?
Nope.
Jumper, directed by Doug Liman, who has done movies we liked here. He's the director of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. He's the director of The Bourne Identity. He's director of Edge of Tomorrow. But he also directed the recently released remake of Roadhouse. So, I don't know. That wasn't so good. Doug Liman, he's director, stars Anakin Skywalker himself, Hayden Christensen, and your boy, who you just talked about, Samuel L. Jackson is in this movie. So, there you go. We get a little Sam Jackson. We get a little Anakin Skywalker. Mace versus Anakin, the rematch in Jumper. So that's going to be our next one word movie title that we're going to be doing.
Yeah, never seen Jumper. I heard of it, but I never seen it. All right. All right, guys.
I remember hating it, but we'll see how this goes.
Oh, all right. Well, with that said, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you guys can follow us now on our YouTube channel at Action Movie Guy. Subscribe, leave some comments. Of course, you can take us on the go, any of your favorite podcast providers. Other than that, we're on TikTok now too. You guys can follow us at Geeks N, the letter N, Flix. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.